The market is getting ready for the return of a full U.S. session following Monday's Martin Luther King Day holiday break. We haven't seen a whole lot in the absence of the U.S. market, with currencies and equities mostly consolidating. The yen has been a little weaker of late, perhaps on some positioning ahead of tomorrow's BOJ policy meeting. There has been a lot of speculation around the future trajectory of BOJ monetary policy, especially with a new governor about to work into the equation. Over in the Eurozone, ECB Lane was on the wire saying a policy rate around 2% was in the ballpark of neutral and that the economic situation in the euro area was more complicated than the U.S. On the data front, German ZEW read showed a minor improvement, and over in the U.K., the labor market update showed a still tight jobs landscape despite all the doom and gloom that hangs over the wider U.K. economy. At the same time, a lot of this data needs to be taken with a grain of salt when considering a shortfall in workers from Brexit fallout and when considering the latest wave of strikes were not included in the jobs data. Looking ahead, we get Canada housing starts and inflation, New York Empire State Manufacturing, and a Fed William speech. That's all for now.